Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. This is your friendly local Caribbean critic standing in for Bob. I want to continue with the discussion on Ukraine. We're looking at Ukraine now. Now this government has resigned. They were placed in, obviously, by American muscle and finance. But apparently now they've run out of money, they've run out of time, and it's looking very likely that funding to provide gas and fuel oil for this winter is running out. Time's running out for them. It means in this northern part of Europe, the first frosts, first cold weather, is only 10 weeks or so away. And of course the gas being pumped through to Germany, if the Ukrainians start siphoning it, then Russia will obviously shut this off too, because they won't be paid. They don't have the money to pay their troops, so I would think very shortly the campaign against the separatists will grind to a halt. We do know, because I investigated this here on this little island of Barbados, that a company called Greystone, which is in fact just a shoot off of Blackwater, XE, they've changed their name so many times it's almost impossible to keep up with them. But Greystone is a company registered here in Barbados, and they do have at least 300 mercenaries in Ukraine. And it's unlikely now that Greystone will be receiving payment for these mercenaries in the very near future, because the government in Ukraine is defunct. It's run out of money. Nobody is controlling the situation at all. So now confusion will reign, and I would think that we're looking at a complete collapse of this Western style takeover, regime change, whatever you like to call it. It's one of nearly 60 regime changes that the Anglo-American Zionist Alliance has tried since the Second World War. they've succeeded approximately, they're batting about 50, and, you know, 50%. So this is now looking decidedly unfavorable, shall we say, to the Obama administration's planned sighting of missiles on the Russian border. We know they're building up troops in Poland. Maybe they think they're going to have a first strike, but the Russians are completely aware of this. And Mr. Putin's played his cards perfectly yet again. Mr. Obama has been playing his poker and bluffing, and Mr. Putin has been playing his chess and making gains, while Mr. Obama has been promoting unrest and wars in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, with ISIS. We know ISIS was trained by the CIA and American military in Jordan, and then moved in for the kill in Syria, but they got blocked. The Syrian army did very well and pushed them into the east. So now they've gone into Iraq. But it's looking not so good for Mr. Obama, and things are getting pretty desperate on the financial front, the state of the dollar, the state of the US economy. Everything seems to be in a steady decline. It's going in one direction only from where I'm sitting. And I'm sitting pretty because my currency keeps rising. My pension is paid in my currency, and I get exchanged for dollars, and I keep getting lots more dollars. But still doesn't make me happy in this respect. I mean, America used to be the beacon of freedom, used to be the beacon of democracy and fairness, but that's disappeared. And it's been a gradual process through the years since the 1950s, and took an accelerated turn under Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and Bush too. Of course, Obama is the kingpin that's now taking it down with his disastrous Obamacare. Absolutely disastrous. It's the premiums will be going through the roof because so few people have joined the scheme, and so many who are getting state and subsidies are joining the scheme because they can see they're getting cheap healthcare, and it's been a complete disaster. So the people who are able to pay will find their premiums skyrocket, and this will further reduce the ability of these same people to go out shopping. And we know that at least 70% of the US economy is driven by consumers, and this seems to be the real downturn, is that people just cannot afford to buy. We're not seeing these long queues outside the stores to buy the latest iPhone. The people don't have the money anymore. It's a downward spiral that can only end in complete disaster. And everybody in the financial realm is talking about this collapse. The body of opinion is that the banks are and the Federal Reserve is strenuously trying to keep this Ponzi scheme going for another few weeks or months, but I cannot see it lasting till the end of the year. And so I take on board the last caller's account. Take your money out of the banks. The bail-ins or stealing of your saved money in your account by the banks is now taking place in Europe. it's proposed in America. It cannot be too long before it's implemented in America. This is a disaster. People are walking into it without realizing the problem is there. Until you recognize the problem, then there are no solutions. And the problem is that, unfortunately, Britain and America are Zionist-occupied governments. We are being led to, like lambs to the slaughter. And as much as I'm fighting against it, are we going to a break now?
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Welcome back. I'm your host, the Caribbean critic, standing in for Bob. And your call-in number, If you want to raise some questions, get some answers, make a point, give your point of view, the call-in number is... excuse me. 0800-313-9443. That's 0800-313-9443. Okay, let's continue with our analysis of the situation and where we are. We're looking at problems in America from this unfettered immigration from your over your southern border, and we are now seeing the consequences of this unfettered immigration with pockets of various diseases that these immigrants carry, many of them suffering from diseases, many of them just carriers of the diseases. And this is again going to put an enormous strain on the American taxpayer. You are going to pick up the bill for all these, this medicine and what have you that's required. You're going to pick up the bill for the accommodation of these people, the transportation of these people. And this is absolutely crazy. The job of the president of the United States is to secure the borders of the realm being America, you know, North America, your southern and northern and sea borders should be secured, which is completely failing to do, of course. In fact, it looks from the information I'm getting that in fact he is assisting this immigration into America, and there will be problems in the future, I'm sure. Well, there are problems arising now even. And we're looking at a scenario of these diseases spreading like wildfire, because these are new diseases to America. They were eradicated years ago, but they are now being reintroduced. And if it was if the American people were being sprayed with these bacteria, these viruses, you'd call it biological warfare. And this appears to be what's happening, that this is being brought about by your own government. We have a new caller. Can we bring him in? Robert in Missouri. Are you there, Robert?
I am here. It's an interesting topic, this influx of illegal aliens coming into the United States. I'd like to run a scenario by you. Let's say we see all the media, especially alternative media coverage about the diseases, et cetera, et cetera, and your regular conservative and neoconservative outlets like WorldNet Daily and Breitbart and The Blaze and all these guys, and they're really hyping up the disease factor. I think it would be a perfect time for some bioweapons lab run by the military intelligence complex to also let forth some diseases loose under the guise of the influx of illegal immigrants. How's that one sound to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to cull the herd, isn't it?
It sure is. It'd be a perfect way to do it by stealth, blame it on the immigrants who are being used as a weapon system themselves, as a cultural weapon system to further disintegrate the United States, which isn't very united anyway without their presence. But, you know, the La Raza gang, which is Rockefeller and Ford Foundation funded, this Reconquista agenda, which basically means the reconquest of the Southwest by the Mexican government, which we both know that's a ruse, it's a canard, but the people under the spell of these Mecha La Raza, these organizations, they're wholeheartedly, it's a racial war to them. But we know that they're just being used as useful idiots, just like Christian Zionists are by the Elders of Zion cabal. There's so many useful idiots that get used by the power structure. But I think it would be a great way to stealthily let loose some plague upon this country under the guise of the illegals bringing it in, when it probably comes out of Fort Detrick or some location such as that.
I agree with you, but this is reminiscent of the Georgia Guidestones and the culling of the herd that's written upon that monolithic structure. So, you know, it's just confuses me. Why would a government allow this to take place? I mean, they're supposed to be, a government of we the people, but obviously they're not, because most Americans, as far as I can tell, are absolutely opposed to this immigration of all these people. They don't even know really where they're from. I mean, a few ISIS, young ISIS guys could be coming over the border, you know.
That's exactly right. From what I've understood, there's people from around, 50, 60, 70 different countries that they've noticed walking across and so forth across this southern border. You know, we have to realize this government that calls itself the United States is a corporation, and the United States, the people, the American people, are bamboozled and hoodwinked by this system, this de facto government that runs right alongside of the constitutional republic that the founding fathers designed. You know, ever since the 1860s, if you listen to this network, the guys on Resurrect the Republic and then Clint Richardson of Corporation Nation, these guys really just nail it as far as this system that's rose up in the shadows through corporate law, the courts, and the creation of these corporations, all the states, counties, municipalities, etc., where people think they're still under the old system, but the old system is just there to keep them asleep at the wheel, while the real system is this corporate fascist communitarian construct that, you know, the police are nothing but enforcers of and revenue generators instead of protecting and serving. And so this is a very ruthless and cunning bunch of people that have treacherously instituted a new government that hides behind the shell of the old government. And it's brilliant. I got to give it to them.
But if you want the proof of this situation, just look at the FBI or the US or whatever. These are registered corporations in the state of Delaware. You've only got to look. I mean, serious. When you vote for your president, you know, in this huge public opinion poll that we're going to a break. I'll complete this answer when I come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the show. I'm the Caribbean Critic, and I'm your host, and with me I have Cameron. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Robert, are you still there? Oh, I think he's gone. Okay, well, yes, the U.S. is a corporation, and why do people expect that the U.S. government is going to govern for them? Of course they're not. They're going to govern for the corporate entities in Wall Street and what have you. And we can see that with all these bailouts. These bailouts don't benefit the people. They benefit the banks. They benefit the corporations. They benefit the huge industries that are taking place. They bailed out GM, which now looks likely to need another bailout, and all this money falls on your back. So this is just nonsense, and you cannot continue like this for very much longer, because things are happening. Water's being cut off in Detroit. people will soon, and I think the whole program is designed to get people to riot, to oppose the federal government in a violent manner so that they can impose martial law. And this is the way things seem to be going, and I don't see any end to it until people wake up to the fact that you don't live in a democracy, you don't even live in a republic, in a constitutional republic. It's been taken over. It's a kleptocracy, a corporatocracy that you actually live in. The problem is it's happening all over the world, in the Western world. The banks are taking over, the corporations are taking over, and there's a fight between the corporations and between the banks, and that ends up in wars, financial wars first and then real wars second, and it looks like we're heading for a real war. But anyway, I want to get away from this this nonsense and go into Iraq. What's happening in Iraq? Well, we know that the rapid advance of ISIS now has been blunted. It's been stopped. In fact, they've lost several cities and are being slowly but surely pushed back. It appears now that a deal has been done in Iraq with the Kurds, between the current government and the Kurds, and we see now the a Kurd being put forward as the president. So Maliki seems to have worked out some sort of deal with the Kurdish people in the northeast of Iraq. The northwestern Iraq is still occupied by the ISIS, but that is slowly coming to an end because they're being squeezed from two sides, from the Syrian side and the Syrian army, and from the Iraqi side and the Iraqi army, and now the Kurds. So another plan by America seems to be turning, you know, they seem to have a Midas touch, but instead of turning it to gold, they turn everything to bovine excrement. So we're looking at the fan rotating and this stuff spraying everywhere. In Libya, we have a situation where the militias control almost all of the country, apart from one small section in Tripoli and a small area of Benghazi, although the Benghazi one seems to be collapsing, and that seems to be falling to the militia. So we know that the UN, the European governments, and the Americans have withdrawn most of their staff from the Libyan embassies. But, of course, the media isn't telling you any of this. You know that America just doesn't have the military power and strength now to go back into Libya and take it back for the benefit of the Rothschild central banks. Oh, by the way, I wonder what happened to that 100-odd tons of gold that Gaddafi had amassed to produce his gold dinar, a value-based currency, not currency based on bits of paper that are worth absolutely nothing. So we're looking at a situation now where everything, all Obama's foreign policy, but I don't blame Obama entirely because obviously he is being controlled. I don't know how, but I'm sure they've got enough evidence to blackmail him and keep him in line. So we're looking now at the whole American foreign policy collapsing before our very eyes. Of course, when I say American, I'm including the Anglo-American Zionist policies that are bringing about these changes that are collapsing. And we're looking at a situation now where this is almost revelational. You know, this is like rumors of wars and wars and various things that are happening. What do you say, Cameron?
Wars and rumors of wars? Absolutely. It's really in Australia. The whole end of last week, we got a barrage of anti-Putin propaganda, you know, because the media here follows the United States, and I guess the politicians here must have an inferiority complex because they think they're big shots now. They have a temporary seat on the United Nations, he's beating his chest, the Prime Minister of Australia, Mr. Tony Abbott, and he's saying, I've got 100 troops to secure the crash site in Ukraine, you know, and, you know, he's trying to make himself important and look prime ministerial, much like Bush looked presidential after 9/11. They love a little crisis, don't they, to try and deceive the gullible, that they have some sort of authority.
I don't think the people listening to this program will be that gullible. I think from the callers had, we are awakening people to the true, the reality of the situation and the complete failure. I mean, Wesley Clark, I think, told us way, way back in the early 2000s that America intended to invade and depose 7 countries and 7 governments. Apparently it's stalled now, and it seems to be somewhat stunted.
There's a link I think I gave you during the break. Apparently Germany now wants to retaliate and spy on the US and Britain in retaliation for what GCHQ and what NSA have done to her. So, and she basically asked for the same treatment as the Five Eyes countries. You know, and they refused. So now she's doing that, and I believe Obama has sent 2 of his henchmen over there to try and defuse the situation. Good luck.
Well, I think this all stems now. I mean, it's all about the banking system now and the money. It's BRICS the BRICS countries are now making serious headway into the dollar, and this means that the American Treasury and the central bank will be losing hugely in the world markets and world trade. And I think this is why they're trying to gin up a war. Any war will do. We got to get to war. We got to focus on something else rather than the American economy, the central banks in Europe and Britain and America. We've got to get away from this thing, otherwise the whole system will collapse, and we're seeing it collapse on a very slow it's just tumbling like in slow motion. We have a couple of callers, so we're going to take a call. Mark in Oregon, are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am, John. Good evening to you and Malcolm. I'm not sure if it's evening where you're at, but at least it is here. Great to speak with you. I hope y'all are doing great. You had just mentioned the BRICS nations, John, and actually, information that I've heard from which I do consider to be a reliable source, I certainly wouldn't mention it, is that Mr. Putin was actually flying back from a BRICS conference.
That thought. Sure. We're just coming to a break, so we'll bring you straight back in.
All right. The Bob Justin
Show. It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm your friendly local Caribbean critic, John. Mark, are you still there?
The BRICS nations do relate, from the information that I've heard, to indirectly, I guess you would say circumstantially, to the downing of the Malaysian Flight 217. But I would like to mention, just as a quick refresher, this is a tremendous, from everything that I can tell, that I've learned about the BRICS effort. This comprises, including India, China, and Russia, and Brazil, and about 76 other nations. I understand there are 80 nations in all, and there are, you know, roughly 200 nations on the planet. So yep. These 80 nations, I understand, comprise 80% of the world's population. And should they come up with an alternative currency and put it into operation, which would take the place of the world reserve currency known as the U.S. dollar, it would have a very quick, and you may be able to enlighten me and the audience on this, John, but it would have a very quick and drastic effect on the U.S. economy, causing hyperinflation and probably severe trade problems as far as the cost of goods imported into the United States, and it would collapse this country as well as the British banking system probably and other ramparts of the Illuminati banking system. Much quicker would we be destroyed here economically than they plan for if this happens.
Absolutely, because I do know that the credit that they are extending to various countries from this BRICS bank is backed 100% by gold, whereas America's currency is backed by, hopefully, air. But they were trying to take control of the world's oil resources so that they could back the currency with oil, and I don't think that's working out too well for them. So there we go. But basically what we're looking at is a complete alternative with a value-based currency for investment, and what they're restricting the investments that this bank makes to infrastructure and what have you, that actually enables the nations to increase their productive capacity, which seems to be a sensible thing to do.
Well, it wipes out the derivative scam. It takes the derivatives and puts them in the trash.
Exactly.
Where they belong. Yeah.
Well, my if you like, underground tells me that during the World Cup, Putin was in Brazil talking to the BRICS people, while Angela Merkel was there ostensibly to watch the football. But I understand that Angela Merkel and Mr. Putin met, and there is talk now, rumors, only rumors, I might add, but rumors with some substance behind them, that Angela Merkel is negotiating with the BRICS to join them. Mm-hmm. If Merkel joins BRICS, that is the end of the dollar. But the problem with Germany is still controlled by the four power agreement. They don't really have a government of their own until 2099, when this four power agreement ends. Germany is an occupied country. Mm. It's occupied by Britain, by France, and America.
Well, they may find a way around that as circumstances become more dire, John, and they, with their planners, they foresee the likely conditions of the near future. They may get around the written letter, don't you think?
Yeah, it's possible. But what seems to me to be now the other trigger is the threat of sanctions on Russia destroying the German economy when they lose 35% of their energy supplies, and America cannot make up those supplies. No one can.
And Germany's actually, it's the economic engine, essentially, of Europe, isn't it, John?
Yeah, correct. Absolutely correct. They're the powerhouse. They're the ones that's providing most of the cash to bail out these banks in the Eurozone. And of course, now we know that, I mean, America has refused to hand Germany its gold back.
Mm-hmm.
They've been spying on Germany. So I wouldn't be surprised if Merkel is arranging to join BRICS just to hammer back at America and Britain.
Well, we just all love to see the Rothschild banking empire, which is just, you know, between wars and economic deprivation and hardship, they're all behind it with their derivative scam and God knows what else before they came up with that trash bin of thin air.
Central banking. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, we have another caller on the line, Mark. So I'd like to take him before the end of the show.
You betcha. So, God bless y'all. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sovereign Man, are you there?
I think I am here now.
Sorry to keep you waiting so long, but yes, yeah, we were having...
That's quite all right. I'm not going to be that long. I just wanted to share with the audience that if you wanted to look further into the Grand Deception, you could go to YouTube and type in the Corporation Nation Master. It's actually the film that Clint Richardson did in 2010. It's full length. It's actually 3 hours and 13 minutes, almost 3 hours and 14 minutes. The channel is Gnostic Media. And there are a couple flaws in it. If you read the about or, you know, the captioning underneath, it'll tell you what those flaws are. But overall, it's an excellent watch for those people that really want to know what's going on. I also put a link in the Bob Tuscan chat room. If you go to bobtuscan.com, go to the chat, you can join us in the chat room.
Yeah, well, I've always believed that we have a three systems that seem to be in play. One is the Vatican. They provide the political movement. Then we have London that provides the finance, and America that provides the muscle.
Well, it's called the Empire of the City.
Yeah.
And that's another video you can watch. I think it was Matriciana that did that series. It's really good. There is a book, I believe it's called The Empire of the City. And basically, this is what it is, John. You have the Vatican. All three of these are city nation states that aren't what we think is nations. I mean, the question I ask people is, what city is a country that's inside of a city that's inside of a country? And they say, most people go, oh, it's the Vatican. Absolutely, that's one. And that's what I would call the religious center of power. Ultimately, it all is from the Vatican, but then you got the City of London, which is the legal and financial center. And then we have the District of Columbia, which is the political and military center of power.
Yep, I can agree with that.
And if you look at the flag for the District of Columbia, it has the three stars where the city states.
Yep, I agree with that as well. Looks like we're coming to the end of the show. Thank you for joining us, Cameron. Thank you again, Sovereign Man. We'll be back tomorrow on another show. Whether I'll be on or not is a question. Good night, people. Enjoy.
Good night. Bye. Falling out of a time.
Those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial